today's episode of Rainer on Leadership, your online home for leadership lessons and advice from the local church. I'm your host, Jonathan Howe, and as always, I'm joined by Tom Rainer, the president and CEO of Lifeway Christian Resources.
Jonathan, we don't always recognize those who are at the table with us. We do frequently about the two Amys, Amy Jordan and Amy Thompson.
They got recognized in the airport the other day.
Oh, gosh.
In the airport.
The two Amys.
That's the Amys?
The two Amys got recognized, and boy, are you a rock star.
Whatever.
Everywhere.
It's embarrassing.
Jonathan, can I take a picture of your head?
Some guy recognized me by my voice the other day.
Oh, wow. Well, you have the voice.
Well
for the summer, we've had another person
yes.
that's a part of the round table and kind of connected to this.
Katie Kleinbell.
Katie, and where's Katie from?
She's from New Jersey.
New Jersey. Wow.
She's a recent grad of Liberty University.
And so she's
interning with us for the summer.
So I know you can't hear Katie, but Katie just waved to the audience. Wave to the audience, Katie. Katie just waved to the listening audience, and they're getting that audible wave even as we speak. So we've got the two Amys and Katie here, the voice, and then the lesser and older one of it, Rainer, on leadership.
Focus and on older there.
Yeah, we're going to be talking about five leadership roadblocks effective leaders overcome. I love this topic, and I love the fact that we've talked about ways for leaders to move ahead in the organization, to move ahead in the church. Now, moving ahead is not necessarily promotional status, but moving forward as leaders. Now we're going to talk about, okay, what happens when you get one of those roadblocks, and then you're able to overcome it. Love this one.
All right. Thanks again to Vanderbloom and Search Group for sponsoring today's podcast. They're the premier pastor search firm dedicated to helping churches and ministries build great teams. They've helped hundreds of churches just like yours find their church staff and are uniquely geared to help you discern who God is calling to lead your church. Find out more about Vanderbloom and Search Group by visiting westaffthechurch.com.
Okay, Jonathan, let's go into the five leadership roadblocks that effective leaders overcome. This is not just about the roadblocks that you have, but it's also the way that you overcome them.
Yeah, so what I'm going to do is give you a roadblock, and we're going to talk about how to overcome it.
Yep. Right?
So whenever you're faced with a decision and there are political repercussions for that decision.
Okay, what's Dean and Sarah's famous quote? At least we're going to make it famous. Do you remember?
Make the inevitable the immediate.
And what he's talking about is all leaders have to make tough decisions.
Yep. Don't kick the can.
Kick the can is the metaphor of delaying the decision. And I think I've given this illustration before, Jonathan. The kick the can comes from walking on the back roads and actually having a can in front of you and you kicking it ahead. And so it's always ahead of you. Reminds me of my days in the red clay of South Alabama.
Red clay dirt roads.
Yes. Always going barefoot.
You and Luke Bryan in a pickup truck. No.
I think
a different song.
I think Luke's a little bit younger than I am. But kicking the can is just simply putting something ahead of you and keeping it always ahead of you and not dealing with it at the moment. If there are going to be political repercussions for a decision, the most common of these is what? Personnel decisions. You have to make a difficult personnel decision. You know you're going to make it. How do you avoid that roadblock? You make it.
Yeah.
You just
got to do it.
You just got to do it. The political ramifications, the pain is not going to get better. Most of the time, it will get worse. And so if you delay the inevitable, you're going to exacerbate the pain that you know that you're going to have. So there will always be political repercussions for major decisions. Let's talk about some of those for in the life of a church. We've talked about personnel decisions. We've talked about maybe changing or doing away with a program or ministry. Another one is a change in worship style, the old worship war issue. All of those things are those that have emotional effects on the congregation, and they're going to be political repercussions. So the worst thing that you can do is just say, I'm going to put this off for a season.
Yeah.
So be politically wise when you make the decision.
Yeah. That goes to the leading change roadmap.
Yeah. Yeah. Very
good. And the communication that you need and the timing and you know, explaining decisions and things like that, not just making them in an autocratic fashion where you don't tell anybody the reason behind it. That'll cause political repercussions.
Yep. Absolutely. Absolutely. So that's the first of these, leadership roadblock. I don't want to make this decision because of political repercussions.
Is there a decision that maybe you've made in the past that you made wisely and maybe, or one that made poorly because of political repercussions involved?
Yeah. And usually it's dealing with personnel, in church and life at Lifeway in general. Sometimes I've acted quickly. Sometimes I've delayed the decision. I don't know if I delayed it for pain as much as I was trying to be wise in timing, but then looking back 2020 hindsight, the time I should have just gone on and done it.
It never gets better.
It never.
We're going to kind of get to that at number four too.
Yeah. So, anytime you get into a leadership position, you are going to have to make tough decisions, or either you're going to avoid tough decisions, one of the two. And there have been a number of times I'll look back. And I want to tell you something. Someone that is not in the leader seat always thinks it's easier to make those decisions than the leader himself. And so you...
Yeah, I don't see what your problem is.
Yeah, just do it. just go on and do it. And but when you are ultimately responsible, when the buck stops with you, that's when you know that the pain is coming your way. And so, you know, that's why I say in organizational leadership at Lifeway, hey, I don't want y'all thinking about me every time you make a decision, but please remember me.
Yeah.
Because it's going to come back to me. It's going to come back to me.
There's been several of those phone calls.
Yeah.
And emails.
Yeah, emails and tweets and Facebook posts and even a few handwritten letters that have come my way. Yep.
Well, let's move on. The second roadblock is that the subject of the decision has strong sentimental attachments to it. The old sacred cow.
Yeah, sacred cow. Anything that has strong emotional or sentimental attachment to it. Let's go down the list. One would be a room.
Yeah, this building.
Yeah,
whenever you made this decision.
Yeah, he's speaking of
Lifeway.
And we're going live with this on August the 8th, and in 3 months from the point this goes live, we're moving into a new building, and we've gone from 1.1 million square feet of space to 260,000 square feet of space. It's really truly an economical downsizing. The question's been asked, you know, well, do you let people go on that? We're not letting anybody go because of the moving into the new facility. That is not a motivation at all. We're just changing things. But Jonathan, I had anticipated a lot more pushback than I got on selling this building. Got some. And it was primarily from retirees. Mm. It wasn't from that much from the denomination. It was primarily from retirees who had worked here for many, many years and had a sentimental attachment to that. Think about others. How about memorials?
Yeah.
How about a room that's memorialized, whether it's a parlor or some other kind of room, and it has a family name on there? You know, if you decide to do something differently or to even do away with that, that becomes a lot of emotional attachment to it. How about a worship center, sanctuary where people have been married and their weddings were there?
Pews with little
brass plates on them. And there have been funerals where you said your earthly goodbye to people in that place. You can understand the sentiment behind that.
Yeah.
And if you begin to make moves there, that is going to be a leadership roadblock, and you don't make it flippantly. You begin to ask, okay, what are the unintended consequences, as best I can know, about this decision? What is the wisest and best timing? Most of the time, it is going to be sooner rather than later. Once again, leaders sometimes let sentiment rule over the decision. You've got to make the right decision for the congregation. Here's just a good kind of rule of thumb summary for leaders. Think what is best for the entire organization. Usually to leaders here, we're talking about the church. Think what is best for the entire organization. And once you think what is best for the entire organization, you will go and accept the pain that you will receive from the individuals or a few who are affected by that decision.
All right. The next one is kind of related to fear in the decision making, that it will reflect a lack of compassion or a lack of Christian concern.
This particular roadblock is primarily a personnel roadblock. It is inconceivable to many Christians, many church members, that you should delete a job or that you should let someone go.
That's not the Christ-like thing to do.
It's not the Christ-like thing to do. I know that you were in an organization one time that just would not make the decision, and so they cut everybody's pay. Everybody's, you know, across the board. And so they were penalizing the productive workers and rewarding the non-productive. And so you try to say, oh, we just want to do.
Because they were trying to be Christ-like and Christian in their
to everybody.
But what they did was just make bad decisions.
And it ends up being bad for the organization. And in the midterm, not just the long term, but in the midterm, the entire organization suffers as a result. Right. Once again, when you get to this roadblock, you have to ask the question, what is the right Christian decision for the organization? When you try to personalize it to, should I let Jonathan go? You know,
no. No.
Should I delete his job?
No.
When you personalize it, that becomes sentimentality. But when you ask, what is the right decision for the organization? But you're going to get pushback. You're going to get roadblocks. You're going to get all of those things that hurt in leadership because you're perceived to be a mean leader, a leader who lacks compassion, And a leader who just simply does not care about the person.
Yeah, well, some people will question if you're saved.
Oh, I know that.
Saw that recently.
Yes. Yeah. I'd like, because you made these decisions, you know, are you truly a believer in Christ?
Yeah.
So
that's a little extreme.
Yeah. But keep in mind, in this podcast, we're talking about overcoming these roadblocks. And it seems like the decision, the overcoming in all of these is the courage to act quickly, sooner rather than later.
And keep what's best for the company and the forefront, or the
church. Or the church, or the organization.
Organization
must be. You ask, how can I do that, Tom?
How can I do that, Dr. Tom, Rainer?
How can I do that? Ask an objective outsider. Here is the situation. From the church's point of view, what do you think the best decision would be? And if you really get someone that has a little bit of wisdom and a little bit of savvy, someone who has some leadership background, they'll say, look, Tom, this is best for the church. This is best for the organization. I often will get that outside input. Sometimes I'll get it on the inside. Brad Wagner, my number two guy, I'll say, okay, what do you, I'm thinking about this decision for Lifeway. Is this really best for Lifeway? And so I take myself, I remove myself from my leadership position for a moment to allow someone to speak into it who is not in my particular chair of leadership, and they can sometimes give me a great deal more objectivity than I have myself there.
All right, moving on to number four, the desire to give something just one more chance.
This can be personnel,
yeah,
as well.
A lot of times. We're working on him. Yeah, give him one more shot.
And you begin to dance around that, and you just begin to
sometimes you got
to
end the dance.
Yeah, it's time to start, and you just give it time and time again, and you say it's an act of mercy. Well, now sometimes it's not good.
Sometimes letting them go is an act of mercy.
It's an act of mercy because they're miserable many times. They may not think that at the moment. At the moment, they're thinking about job security. They're thinking about providing for their family. They're thinking about perception issues. And yet, many times when people have been relieved of these responsibilities, they've said, I'm glad that you did that. But sometimes people just get rusty in their positions, and it's time just to let them go, and it's just one of those situations where one more chance does not work. One more chance continues to harm the organization. One more chance is just not the right thing to do. So You come up against this leadership roadblock, and giving one more chance is actually the worst thing to do.
We focused a little bit on ministry. I mean, on personnel of this. What about ministries? Because this could be an event-based thing. You know, this could be a ministry. Well, we'll just give it, you know, one more year, or we'll give it, you know, one more semester, or whatever it may be. One more time, one more event.
We have become complex churches, as opposed to simple churches. We have become complex churches because we think if we just delay the inevitable with ministries and programs, that somehow they're going to magically, maybe mystically, get better. And the realization is ministries and programs have lives, have seasons, and it's time to say they're over with. But what do we do in many of our churches? We add on and we add on, and we have complexity upon complexity, and we have all of these activities, and we become the church of busyness instead of the church of the primary focus, the main thing. And so, yeah, it also happens not only with personnel decisions, it also happens with ministry decisions. You know, I have been an advocate of at least the theoretical blank slate, the zero-based yeah. budget for budgets, but I'm also an advocate of the theoretical zero-based ministry and programs too.
Yeah, and zero-based schedule.
Schedule. If you could start over in your church, what would you include and what would you not include? If you could just go from blank, what would that be? That's a podcast in itself. You know, what are, if you could just start from scratch, what would it look like? And you put that up against what you're doing now and look at the delta, the difference between the two, and that will give you an idea of some things that you're giving just one more chance to. And maybe again, political repercussions, unintended consequences, all of those issues are very, very important. But, you know, stop dancing around those, you know, just move forward and make those decisions because it's now time to do so.
All right, number five, fear of change in the leader's life. If you make the decision or you do something that it's going to change your life.
Yeah, the unknown.
Yeah.
Let's talk.
Comfort. Is this really has to do with comfort?
It does have. It totally has to do with comfort. If I make this decision, what type of pain am I going to feel? If I make this decision, is there a possibility that I will feel my job in jeopardy?
Yeah.
If I make this decision, do I feel like that I'm going to have to do something different in life that I am not prepared or think I am not prepared to do? And that's when leaders start making wrong decisions. Those roadblocks can be notorious. They can be like mountains instead of just roadblocks in front of you, because now you're making decisions for self instead of for the organization. We've been talking about these roadblocks that affect other people and other programs, but what if the decision affects you, the leader? What if when it is all said and done, there's a possibility that even though you made the right decision, you may not have a job in a week or two? What if there's a possibility that you will feel so much pain as a result of this? Well, you've got to ask the question, what is best for the organization? What is best for the church? And sometimes what is best for the organization and church doesn't feel like it is the best for you. And we've been talking about sacrificing the program. We've been talking about sacrificing other people for the good of the organization. Is the leader ready and willing to make those sacrifices as well? Because this is not just a personal decision, but this is a leadership decision. So let's kind of review these for just a moment. Let's look at these five and let's put them all into the context of what do we need to do to move forward? Because we're talking about overcome political repercussions, strong sentimental attachment, lack of compassion, the idea of one more chance and something happening to me, the leader. So what are some basic principles involved here? Principle number one, where is God leading? Okay. Principle number two, what is best for the church, for the organization? As best as you concern, what is best for the church or the organization? Principle number three, are you making the decision? This is related to number two, almost a corollary. Are you making the decision for the one or the few? Are you making the decision for all? Principle number four, related to all of these, are you willing to endure the pain to make the right decisions, and including making the decision sooner rather than later? Many times people enter into positions of leadership and they like the perks of leadership. They like the recognition of leadership. They like sometimes the compensation of leadership, but then they realize it has a heavy cost with it. Leadership is never costless. Good leadership is never costless. Good leadership carries a price with it. And you who are good leaders, sometimes you're going to make decisions that everybody is going to celebrate. Sometimes you're going to make decisions that is just easy to make, and people can say that was really a good thing that that person did. But there are going to be times that you will have to make decisions that are be intensely painful to you. Are you willing to do so? Are you willing to follow these principles? Are you willing to overcome these roadblocks? These are the big questions that leaders need to ask. And always, Jonathan, I am grateful for our sponsor, who is preparing leaders for things to do in local church life that may be tough. They're preparing them theologically, but they're also preparing them practically in a leadership fashion. I am grateful for Midwestern Seminary.
Midwestern Seminary is one of the fastest growing seminaries in North America and exists to train leaders for the church. The local church is God's plan A for the proclamation of the gospel, and there is no plan B. And this is Midwestern's vision and heartbeat, equipping pastors and other ministry leaders who are called to expand God's mission in the world through the local church. At Midwestern Seminary, they train leaders for the church. Visit them online at mbts.edu and begin your ministry training today. That's going to do it for today's episode of Rainer on Leadership. Any final closing thoughts, Dr. Rainer?
I'm always grateful when our Church Answers community comes together and they will ask questions about leadership roadblocks. And I love the way the community comes together to answer the question. You know, we're well over 1,100, 1,200 leaders who are in the Church Answers community. Sometimes I come in and make my contribution. Sometimes some of our subject matter experts do. But this is a place where leaders can go and ask questions about leadership roadblocks, ask questions about what should I do, and get some honest and compassionate responses. There's no piling on in Church Answers. It's just leaders trying to help leaders be better leaders. So we've got the opportunity here to sign up for it for a few days. Just want to let you know, we always welcome you at Church Answers.
Next week is the big week for Church Answers sign up. So
that's going to be pretty big.
Yep. So get in there and check that out next week. So we'll be talking about that a lot on the blog. You'll see some stuff on that. So
sounds good.
All right. Well, thanks again for joining us here today on Rainer on Leadership. Be sure to subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, and in your favorite podcasting app. And join us online at TomRainer.com, where we're growing healthy churches together.